Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, you have to give the proper advice to whoever asks you. And one would say, isn't this ghibah? Isn't this backbiting? And the answer is no. It's backbiting if we're chit-chatting and we say, oh, this brother of ours, ya akhi, wallahi, is very funny. He always beats his wife. This is ghibah. Why are you saying this? Or we're sitting and having dinner in a fancy restaurant and we say, our colleague is very poor, he doesn't have a penny. This is ghibah. But backbiting is not backbiting when there is a legitimate cause. For example, in this case, someone comes to you, say, Akhi, this brother, so-and-so, he's proposing to my daughter or he's proposing to my sister, for example. And I don't know him. What do you know about him? And the brother, I know that he drinks, he does drugs, he fornicates, he cheats and lies. And then I say, wallahi, akhi, maybe Allah will guide him with this woman. So I say, mashallah, he goes to the masjid 6 times a day, 5 for the prayers and extra 1 from himself. This is lying. You have to warn him. But sometimes it depends. If warning him is enough, if the man trusts you and you tell him, wallahi, akhi, this guy is not at all suitable to give in marriage. I would never give him my daughter at all. He says, why? He said, he has a lot of sins. I'm not at liberty to disclose them. I don't have to bring him a list and, no, you believe me, you trust me, he's not good. But if he is not in that trust to you, you're just someone. So if it's sufficient, if it's enough, if he trusts you, I would just tell him, I would not give my daughter in marriage to this man and don't ask me to elaborate. But if he doesn't know you, I get a lot of phone calls. Sheikh, do you know so-and-so? And I know the brother. So do you recommend him? I say no. Or I say yes, but I don't give details. But if someone who doesn't know me or is not that trustworthy to the person, and he says, no, I need to have a specific reason, then I say, yes, he drinks alcohol. He does drugs. He is a big liar. He fights. One of the worst characteristics is that he gets angry very quickly. A person who gets angry very quickly is a very bad husband. Never recommend him to anyone. The best of husbands are those who are kind and calm and would not get angry so quickly. So this is not backbiting. If you have a complaint, your neighbor did something wrong to you, go to the police. So, no, this is backbiting. No, it's not backbiting. You saw someone stealing, report him to the authorities. So, haram, backbiting. It is not backbiting. You have to. Likewise in fatwa, my father did this and that. What's the ruling on that? I'll tell you, this is not backbiting. Describing someone who has something that is known with and he doesn't hate it. Like in the hadith of the man with the 2 long arms in sujood al-sahu. The hadith says, dhul yadayni, the man with the 2 long arms, or al-a'sha. This is a description of one of the narrators of hadith and scholar. He could not see in night and he's called al-a'sha because of that. These kind of descriptions are okay. But if someone is fat and you know that he hates to be described like that, and whenever you talk to your friend, what is fatso? This is inappropriate. But when it comes to description, there is no problem, inshallah. When I say, do you see Abdullah? Which Abdullah? Abdullah, the man that goes to the gym with us. Which one? This is the fat one. So this is a description, not in the intention of backbiting. And finally, Fatima bint Qais, may Allah be pleased with her, took what Allah has chosen for her, Usama ibn Zayd, and Allah Azza wa Jal made her life a happy one. And this is an indication to all of us. When you choose what you desire, there is a possibility that you will be happy, and most likely you would not be happy. Because what you desire is temporary, a month, a year, so, but then regret would result afterwards. However, when you choose what Allah chose for you, when you choose what the Sunnah has chosen for you, and you are making this choice because you know that this pleases Allah, believe me, your life would be happy and you would have done and made the right choice. Any questions? Yes, Sahih.
they are husband and wife for a long period, more than 70 years, and they've lost count of the number of divorces between them. So under circumstances, what do they do?
We have a rule that states certainty is not removed by doubt. And this is a very important rule, especially for those who have waswas, whispering of shaitan. I come out from the bathroom certain that I have performed wudu, full wudu. After 1 hour, shaitan, or half an hour, shaitan comes, maybe I passed wind, maybe I didn't do this. This is doubt. What is certain? That I made wudu. This doubt, I throw it in the dustbin. I have no means of bothering with it. Opposite is, I went to the bathroom, I answered the call of nature, and I went out to the office. In the office, it is dhuhr time. Did I perform wudu or didn't I? What is certain? That I have answered the call of nature. What is doubtful? Did I perform wudu or not? I take this doubt and throw it away, and I act on what is certain. Is this understood? This helps you in every single thing. I went to the bathroom, and there is water on the bathroom floor. Is this najis or not? What is certain? That water, as long as it's water, is pure. I don't see any impurity. I don't see in that particular thing. So it is pure. I don't allow doubt to destroy everything. Because I can get a glass of water. Did he urinate in it, the man who brought it to me, or not? Did he do this? I just say bismillah and drink it. Coming back to your question. A man and a wife married for 70 years, 70. I think this long, they have reached the age of losing their sanity. MashaAllah, 70 years meaning that they are almost over 100. But don't be despaired. Muslims who recite the Quran and abide by it will never lose their sanity. They will always be intact, mashallah, their memory, their choices. And this is found in all scholars of Islam. Sheikh bin Baz, may Allah have mercy on his soul, was 90 plus years of age. And not a single mistake you can hold against him. And he used to work, mashallah, full time. So these couple who lost track of the number of divorces, we will say, did you divorce her once, Sheikh? He says, definitely. Did you divorce her for the second time? He said, I don't have any recollection. I don't remember. Do you have any witnesses? No. Why? The sunnah is, when you divorce, you tell two people, I've divorced my wife, so that it would help you remember in need. So if you're unsure that you divorced her for the second time, this is what? This is doubt. Cast it away. No, I'm sure I divorced her twice. But I'm doubtful, did I divorce her for the third time or not? Then cast the third time, which is doubt, away. Like in Salah, the Prophet says, when you pray and then you are doubtful, did I pray three or did I pray four? The Prophet says, what is the doubt? Number four, cast the doubt away and continue on what is certain. Yani, pray another four rak'ah. So I hope this answers your question. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Sheikh, in Quran it is mentioned at-talaq marratan. What is the third talaq?
Okay, at-talaq marratan, and then it explains. فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٌ أَوْ تَشْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Meaning that the revocable talaq are twice. Either you keep her or let her go. But the third time is the irrevocable and the final talaq. If you say it, khalas, it's over. The marriage cannot be reconciled until she marries another husband, a correct marriage, as we mentioned a few classes ago. Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
As we are speaking about divorces, what are the rulings and how can a wife divorce her husband if she wants to?
Well, the divorce can only take place by the man, because Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the upper hand. And we know this for sure. If divorce was with the woman, none of us would be married now. Because women, mashallah, they're impulsive and they're emotional. And they burst into feelings of rage, and especially that they have their moods. in accordance to some of them, to their cycles and different in hormone levels, etc. So they're not as steady as men who are usually described to be without any emotions and without any feelings. So usually, the man is more sensible in divorce. However, if a woman wants to divorce or separate from her husband, she can do this by khul', and we discussed this before. Maybe we will come to something that would be similar to it and reintroduce the subject once again. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.